time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Good morning to all. Oh, it's nice out there. It's warming up. The sky is blue. The wind is out of the south. And what more could you ask for? Maybe 80 degrees. Yeah, it's a nice day. Now, I'm still wondering, and every day I keep forgetting to bring my binoculars, and I wish somebody would stop downtown here with binoculars and look at the top of the two cement silos, because on the top of one, it looks like it's being tore up and the water would be getting in. And if you one of those fills up with water and freezes, it could be it pose a little problem. But I'm just wondering, those silos have been downtown for probably 100 years now. Well, let me see. Oh, that's right. And you saw, if you might get the paper and you might not. Everything in the paper is 2 days old at least. But they had the story about the proposed new jail. A $2.5 million jail, at least, or they wanted to get that much out of the mills that they're going to propose in this March election. March? And you know, that's bothered me so much, and I bet a lot of other people. What are we doing to prevent crime? Are we spending any money to prevent crime? Tell me. Now, we have a police force, and of course they tend to people that are doing crime, but what are we doing to prevent crime? Now, here's the way I envision it. You remember that little Dutch boy that they were pumping water out of the ocean and, you know, recovering the land. But this the dike started leaking. And so this little Dutch boy went and stuck his finger in it. And somebody said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm stopping the water from getting out of the dam." And somebody said, "Well, take your finger out. We'll get some buckets. And we'll hold buckets here, and as the water comes out, we'll fill up the buckets. But when the buckets get full, we'll have to go get some more." Now, how does that compare to getting a new jail to to house more prisoners? What are we doing to prevent crime? The DARE program is long gone. The kids, I think a lot of the kids just really enjoyed the DARE program. But what are we doing to prevent crime? We're spending a lot of money after the criminal is found and jailed, and we're sending the overflow to other counties at a little over $60 a day. Now, just think, that $60, I'm sure, covers their health costs, their meals, and the housing, if you like that kind of housing. But how are people going to respond to this in general, I'd like to know. I often said, what do our officials have in mind for the future of Marion? And if it's only a couple of million dollars worth of prisons, I don't know. How about you? 7403-39944. But it just kind of bugs me that here we're trying, we're doing nothing really to prevent crime. We're only attending to the aftermath of crime. The same way we tend with the aftermath of drugs. We have all these programs, once you become an addict, to try to cure you. But what are we doing to prevent drugs from coming into the county and being dispersed? Well, there's a lot we're doing. The police department is doing it. MarMet Task Force is doing a lot of good that way. But we need to do a lot more. My. Well, anyhow, that's my dissertation on life in Marion right now. $2.5 million for a new prison. 10:15 and a half is the time. And what else do I have today? Well, let me see. Oh, I got tickets. Boy, I got a bundle of tickets for you to see the Zoo Lights. Oh, my goodness. Now, these are good until, let me see, January, Oh, it just says general, complimentary admission. Oh, okay, January 5th. These tickets are good through January 5th. Okay. So, now that there is tickets to enjoy the Columbus Zoo, not tickets to go around picking up the refuse from the animals, but to enjoy the animals. That gets back to what I was talking to earlier. Okay, now, my first question today, for you to win a ticket to the Columbus Zoo, and, well, let's see. Years ago, there was a Santa Claus riding an electric razor down a hillside. In fact, I don't know if he's still riding that this year or not. But what brand of razor was Santa Claus riding down the hill? He did this for a number of years in television commercials. But what brand of razor was it? And if you can answer that, I will give you a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. And how are you? Columbus Zoo and its million of lights. Now, the biggest advantage lighting for Christmas has today are LEDs. The LEDs will last for years and years and years and use very little electric. And it's a great deal. And there are many homes being swathed in LEDs. Okay, so 7403-39944. What razor was Santa Claus riding down the hillside in past years? What was the brand of the razor? Okay, 7403-8. Let me see here. I'm trying to read something in the meantime. Okay. 7403-39944. Boy, it's a quiet day so far. All right. So, how are you doing today out there? Are you going to get outside and enjoy the warmer weather? And it looks like, here's the thing. I came into town today behind Tidy Tim. Now, that would be a good question. What business is Tidy Tim? What is the business of Tidy Tim? Now, I was right behind him coming into Marion today, and I thought he was probably going to supply something for that jubilation on Saturday, but this is only Thursday. Okay, so what business is Tidy Tim in? That's my second question. My first question, what brand of electric razor was Santa Claus riding down the hill in past television commercials? Okay, there's two questions. What business is Tidy Tim involved in? All right. Boy, we've given away a lot of things here. Boy. Huh. I'm looking here at some of our winners. All right, great. Okay, Now, I have no food to give away today, but I do have those tickets to the Columbus Zoo. And I don't know what the admission charge is to the Columbus Zoo, but whatever it is, this will supply that admission. 10:20 is the time, and how are you doing today? How do you all feel? Well, I've had my flu shot. I would like to recommend that all of you get your flu shots. Now, here's something else I want you to think about. The weather is naturally going to get quite cold here, like it has in the past, in the short past. And how's the battery in your car? I know most of us can't afford a new battery until we have to scrape together to get a new one when one goes bad. You can't run a car without a operating battery. So check your battery, and if your car doesn't start and your engine doesn't turn over fast, you know, kind of zipping over, you might have it checked at a dealer in batteries, because you don't want to be left out in the cold like my wife and I were the other day. We practically froze to death in our car because we sat in a parking lot with a dead battery. And that's the worst. And I kept thinking, we were fortunate that I was along and that my wife wasn't all by herself as sitting in some parking lot wondering what she's going to do about a dead battery. Woo! So it pays to check all this out. And also, if you have room in your trunk, it wouldn't hurt to have a jumper cable. Just remember, if you jump somebody's car, that you know what you're doing. Okay, so what else is happening? Let me see. I thought it was kind of interesting yesterday, was it? The constitutional professor. These are men who know the Constitution from A to Z, and really was interesting. These are experts. Now, these aren't just elected politicians. These are professors of the Constitution. Wow. And so there's more of that stuff to come. 10:22 is the time, 7403-39944. Okay, if anyone wants to grab a pair of binoculars, though, and look at the top of those silos, it's the one on the right, I think, that shows something on top. At first, I thought it was a whole batch of buzzards, but that's not it. It's day after day the same thing, so apparently it's the tar paper or something is hooving up with wind. All right, and let me see. I gave you the question, what was Santa Claus, what was the brand name of the electric razor that Santa Claus was riding down a hill on? It was a TV commercial, and you saw it for several years. All right. Now, let me see. Let me give you an easy question to see if you're out there. What flower was designated the official Ohio State flower back in the year 1904? What is our state flower? In 1904, it came about. Oh, here's somebody knows. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Good morning, Charlie.
Yeah.
I'm going to educate you a little bit.
Now, what was that you said?
I'm going to educate you a little bit.
Okay.
On the top of the old towers.
Yeah.
The sign was at the mill.
Yeah.
I worked there. My dad was a foreman there. My grandfather worked there.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that whole room, that little, but you saw a room up on the top, that had a motor in it. And lines that ran down. And when we had to clean out the silos, we had a comfortable board. So I ran the line down, we hooked it to the board to scrape out the bottom out of the silos when the wheat got old and had to be scraped out.
Okay, But do you have any idea of what's sticking up on top of one of those silos?
That's what it is. That's what's up there. That's that room. That was that room that had the motor on it.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the guys was set up there, and what it was, it had two levers. One for up and down was on a table. And he would sit there and then lower and raise the cable as we needed it.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what is up there. And we had to go up on top a lot of times and pour red dirt down through them silos to take care of the bugs.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's what it is. Just that little thing. I don't know whether the motor's still there or not. Because when the mill burns, I think it was about 85, 86. When it burnt, it was still there, but when they tore the rest of it down, I don't know exactly if they took it out or not.
Yeah, okay.
And if you look in the side of them silos, down toward the bottom, you will see a little round hole with a plate. Some guy, put it in the toll mom. We would have to crawl in there and sink it down, and then the guy would lower, who was on top, would lower the cable down to us.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. And but that's what it is. It was, so the murder, I don't know if it's still there or not.
Very good.
And,
okay.
And then on the side where you see that ladder on the south side of the building?
Yes.
I used to have to climb that.
Oh.
Many a time.
I don't think anybody liked it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it now because it's probably all loose and out of the way.
It'd probably fall off the building, yeah.
Right. And around the side there where the railroad used to run our cars in on the north and south side, there was a side going there, and you might see a little hole down there toward the bottom.
Yes.
To the side. That's where we had to come out through to load the box cars up.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was what was up there, Doug.
All right. Okay, someday, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, so someday I'll get you on a tour.
Yes, okay. All right.
And I can tell you the rest of it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Doug.
Okay, we'll see ya. Okay, Bob Austin. All right. News about the silo, they've been there a long time. They've been there, during the time Marion was still jumping downtown. Now, I noticed coming in this morning, Park Place, the place where they're supposed to be putting in a brewery. I saw all kinds of stuff piled up in there. Are they still working on the Park Place and opening up a restaurant and brewery? Or can you tell me, what business is Tidy Tim in? What business is Tidy Tim in? I followed him on the way into town this morning. My other question was, name the brand of razor that Santa Claus came down a hill on and on TV commercials for a long, long time. Or my one question I just asked, what's the Ohio State flower? It was brought about in 1904. Okay. And let me see. Here's one I want. This is not a question. Between 1934, the year I was born, and 1939, that's 5 years, WLW in Cincinnati was given experimental license by the federal government to operate what amount of power? And the answer is 500,000 watts. Now, oh boy. Now, there was another station on the dial at 800 on the dial that operated with the same amount of power in recent years. Well, I might say within the past 30 years. Can you know? Well, I know you don't. You wouldn't know. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Okay, was the Shavers of the Relco
Yes, it was a Norelco.
Why was it for sure if it was the Gillette or that?
Charlie, have you ever been visited by a ghost on Christmas Eve like Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol?
Well, no, I can't say I have, but I have had similar experiences. I saw Hillary Clinton on TV reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
How is that similar?
Well, it's like being visited by the ghost of Christmas past, present, and yet to come, all at the same time. And old Ebenezer Evers was not happy. Bah, humbug. Bah, Hillary.
Happy holidays from WWGH.
3, 2, 1. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, now we're back once again. Caller, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, good. What was your answer again?
It was the Norelco.
Yes, the Norelco electric razor. Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought Gillette at first, and I thought, no, it's probably the Norelco. So.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, that commercial went on for quite a few years.
Yes.
Okay, and would you like tickets to the zoo?
No, I can't get any yet.
Okay, well, hey, I appreciate you knowing the answer to that.
Okay, then.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right, yeah. Okay, good deal. Now, let me drum up something else here. Yeah, I like these Ohio questions. And, now here's a good one. What was the first mineral mined in Ohio? What was the first mineral to be mined in Ohio? And it was a long time ago. Okay. And incidentally, you remember my question I had about Porkopolis? Do you know that they, in 1845, processed 300,000 hogs in Cincinnati? Oh, my. I can't imagine. Okay. And let me see. Interesting. Where was Ohio's first commercial salt enterprise established in 1795? And the answer is Salt Creek in Jackson County. Now, I don't think it was Jackson County, but there's Salt Creek over in east of us here. It's in the Fredericktown. That's the name of the town. Fredericktown. Or Fredericksburg, rather. Fredericksburg. Salt Creek passes through that town. But I don't think that's Jackson County, some other county. And it's some other Salt Creek, apparently. All right, and let me see. In 1918, just 101 years ago, there were many soldiers that died from the flu epidemic that swept Camp Sherman near Chillicothe. In fact, 1,177. Now, I made a study once of Marionites, Marion residents, that died of the flu. And there were, I think I counted at least 28, but there might have been a lot more. But that was back in the era when if you died, you could have a casket delivered to your house and placed in the casket and then invited your friends to come up on the front porch and look through the window at you in the casket. 1918, that was a horrible year for the flu. Now, can you imagine, too, this was about the time that Harding was thinking very seriously about running for president. Yeah, 1918 and the flu epidemic. Wow. That was bad. But I have had my flu shot. I would like to recommend. This is the very first time I ever had a flu shot. And I got one 3 days ago. And it didn't hurt, you know, no side effects or anything. And I'm sure glad I have it. I also have one Pneumovax shot, but I think I eventually will have to get another one of those to prevent pneumonia. Yeah, there's all kinds of things out there. All right. What else can I ask you or tell you? What is the state fossil? What is the state fossil of Ohio? That's F-O-S-S-I-L, the state fossil. And I can tell you the Latin name for it, Isotelus. Isotelus. That's the Latin. Can you tell me what it generally goes by? The Ohio fossil. Now, you can find these Ohio fossils in, well, like the Scioto River and elsewhere. Okay. The Scioto, oh, here's one. The Blue Hole. Remember the Blue Hole? How many of you have been to the Blue Hole? Now, if you're old enough, I suppose most of you have been. That was a very interesting place to attend. It was in Castalia on the north end of town on the right-hand side. And the Blue Hole was actually an artesian well that flowed. You know, artesian wells are the ones that flow continuously. And so people by the thousands showed up at look at this artesian well called the Blue Hole. Now, what they didn't know, there was another Blue Hole just, I think, east of the original. And that Blue Hole and the other were connected. And if you threw something in the Blue Hole, it might end up in Sandusky Bay. But the water coming out of the Blue Hole had no oxygen in it. And so the feed oxygen to the trout there in Castalia, they had to run the water over a little waterfalls like, and that gave it air so the fish would breathe. And they still have a trout, whatever you call it, hatchery there. Okay. But I don't think the Blue Hole is open any longer. I think they closed it down. I don't know why. Maybe it wasn't making any money. Okay. Now, let me see what else. And out of the Blue Hole flowed 10 million gallons of water every day. Hey, boy. Woo. And they used to say, there's no bottom to the Blue Hole. They've tried, but could never find the bottom. Well, there had to have been a bottom, because if there wasn't, they would have gone into the core of the earth. So there was a bottom to the Blue Hole, to both of the Blue Holes. Okay, and we're looking for Ohio questions here. But I thought the Blue Hole and pouring 10 million gallons of water out every single day. Okay, let me see. The Ohio State Fossil, I asked that. We got the answer to Santa Claus coming down the hill on a Norelco electric razor. Oh, my. Yeah, I usually don't use an electric razor. I did buy one, and it might be one that you only use to trim your beard. I don't have a beard usually. But I bought mine for $9 in a store in Pennsylvania 4 years ago, maybe. But I keep thinking I ought to get one of those Norelcos, minus the Santa Claus. Okay. Do you know what the first mineral was that was mined in Ohio? The very first mineral that was mined in Ohio. Yeah. Okay, let me see. Do you know, and this is, and I was there once in the parade, what festival area celebrates the woolly bear caterpillars? Now, one of the Cleveland personalities on I think, Channel 5 originated that festival. And can you name that festival? And I marched there in that festival once as President Harding, because they were trying to have all the presidents of Ohio march in their parade. Their parade is one of the biggest parades ever in Ohio. And so I did, and it was really very rewarding. And at that festival, there was a man that portrayed Babe Ruth. And I tell you, he looked so much like Babe Ruth. Oh, my goodness. I've got his picture. I had my picture taken with him. Okay, so, and let's see. Well, here's one. Where is the Air and Space Museum at what town? What town would you find the Air and Space Museum? Do you know that? The Air and Space Museum, it's in honor of a particular astronaut. But where would you find it? Okay, well, I can tell you the name of the astronaut was Neil Armstrong. Remember, yesterday I talked about Neil Armstrong and Neumeister cookies? He was a cookie baker in Upper Sandusky at one point. I don't know for how long, but he was. Okay. Yeah, let me see. Here's one in this magazine. The Wyandotte Popcorn Museum is in what community? That's pretty easy, isn't it? Marion. All right. And let's see, what else? There's a lot to do with one particular mineral in Ohio. And it was the very first mineral mined in Ohio. What was it? I'd like to get that answer. Okay. Now, on December 22nd, 1956, the Columbus Zoo became the site of the first birth in captivity of a primate, a gorilla. Yeah. And I've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo if you'd like to see a gorilla down there. There was a couple of types of gorillas. The one was what they call it, a silverback gorilla. He was a big guy. Oh, man. Okay. Let me see. If you can interpret the name of the town here, you'll know what I'm talking about. What natural feature led to the naming of Salineville by early settlers? Or is it Salineville? Salineville. The first settlers named that town because of what? What type of spring was it? Oh, boy. Okay, what else? The original spacesuits worn by the U.S. astronauts were made and fitted by what Akron company? Do you know that? What Akron company in Ohio made the first space suits? Yeah. Pretty well-known company, too. All right, let me see. What else can I stump you with here? Exotic trees, shrubs, flowers, and a cypress swamp and a Japanese garden are part of what Newark attraction? And I've been up past that several times. An attraction in Newark, Ohio is called what? That contains exotic trees, shrubs, flowers, and a cypress swamp and a Japanese garden. Here we go. I bet somebody is calling has been there. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm a good year that made that spacesuit in Akron.
What about the place in Akron? Are you
talking? Yeah, who made the spacesuits? I'm a good year.
Yeah, okay, the company that made the first spacesuit is in Akron.
Right.
Okay, what was the name of it?
Goodyear.
Okay. Very good. Okay, Bob. All right. See you later.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let me see here. What other things can I stump you with? Don't forget, I've got tickets to the zoo.
And a happy holidays to you and your family.
Oh, here we go again. It's not happy holidays. It's Merry Christmas.
That's okay for you, Charlie, but I like to cover all the holidays, so I say happy holidays.
You say happy holidays on Valentine's Day or Easter or St. Patrick's Day?
Well, no, I don't. What's the point?
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, back again. You know, the interesting story about Johnny Appleseed. There's been so much folklore attributed to him. And actually, Johnny Appleseed was an entrepreneur. He planted all these trees. And after they produced this fruit, you know, it was a particular type of fruit. Well, it was an apple variety. And it was kind of bitter. But he took it and made cider out of it, hard cider, and sold the hard cider. That's where he got his money. Yeah. And that was one of his main goals. It wasn't to propagate apple trees. It was to plant apple trees to make cider. And, well, as I mentioned the other day, I found it was about six of his original trees just east of Producer's Livestock in Bucyrus, right where the history books say he planted it. Okay. All right, what? let me see. There's so many interesting questions I could ask, but I don't know how many you could Google or whatever. But I still need to know the name of the first mineral that was mined in Ohio. What was the first mineral mined in Ohio? And Ohio's had a lot to do with this mineral over the years, a tremendous amount. And if you ask a deer what mineral he liked best, a deer, white-tailed deer, he would give you the answer I'm looking for. Okay. Oh, my. Let's see. What else do I have here? What community is home to the Inniswood Botanical Garden and Nature Preserve? That's Westerville. Okay. And what technology museum filling four floors may be viewed in Columbus? And there again, I think this may be the current COSI, Center of Science and Industry. Yeah, I don't know that if that is, I bet it's COSI now. Well, here's one. Since there's so many people now in the birding hobby, in the tall grass trail, what variety of quail can be found out there? What variety of quail can be found in the tall grass trail? You know that? Or what was the very first mineral mined in Ohio? Now, if you're wondering what time it is, it's 10:49 Eastern Time. Okay. Let's see, in 1893, what Geneva native made the first U.S. automobile that was sold overseas? There was an Ohio person that built a steam car and sold it in Europe. What was his name? And his name was, for a long time, quite popular. In fact, I never owned one of his cars, but a lot of you did. What was his name? He built a four-wheeled steam car sold in India. Now, isn't that something? The man from Ohio built a four-wheel steam car that he sold in India. I could tell you stories about India. I had a good friend that worked for the Marion Power Shovel Company that, you know, they sold shovels to India, quite a few. And it was my friend's job to go over to India every now and then to make sure. Oh, here's a caller. This is the second here. All right, caller, hello.
Yeah, Charlie, that mineral you're talking about, is that salt?
Yes, it was salt. You betcha. And salt was a big thing in Ohio. Many towns and springs and everything had salt. Okay, yeah. Now, would you like tickets to the zoo?
Oh, no, I can't win tickets. No, I just won.
Oh, okay.
But I would like to know what time I can pick up the prizes today, tomorrow, Friday. Well,
today until
Friday, anyway.
Probably 1 o'clock today.
Till 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, how about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, about the same time, yeah. I'll be here tomorrow between 10:15 and 12. And, yeah, okay, stop by tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Charlie.
Very good, okay, bye. All right. It was salt. Now, that one town by the name of Salineville was named after Salt Creek. Salt Creek went right through that town. And, oh, salt was everywhere. It was so much in need, despite the fact that today the medical field wishes we wouldn't eat so much salt. And, in fact, I'm supposed to be on a salt-free diet. And I have cut back quite a bit. And, all this salt, I've got oodles of questions about salt. And it's really, really interesting what a role salt had. Okay. Now, here's one concerning oil. At its peak during the late 1890s, what was the annual production from the Lima oil field? Now, you wouldn't know that, would you? What was the annual production of oil from the Lima oil field? And the answer is over 20 million barrels. Now, how many gallons of oil is in a barrel? Can you imagine how busy the Coopers were back then? The Coopers making barrels. Oh, my goodness. And, here's one. How many gallons of brine? Now, brine is salt in water, you know, a salty water. How many gallons of brine from salt springs did salt makers require to produce 1 pound of salt? See how important salt was. My. It took 10 to 15 pounds, that's the answer, of salt brine to produce 1 pound of salt. Wow. Yeah, there's salt questions all over the place here. Interesting. Salt, one of Ohio's most valuable minerals, except, well, you know, all the oil came in there, too. You remember yesterday I was talking with Fred Malone about sandstone and how all the sidewalks in Marion used to be sandstone, or most of them. And there was one I mentioned up near Oberlin. There was a limestone mine where they sawed, sidewalks and transported them all over Ohio. Can you imagine? That was in the horse and wagon era. But there was one other town I was trying to think of that also had a big limestone mine. And I can tell you, it was Glenmont. That was the town I was trying to remember yesterday. Glenmont. Now, Glenmont is a tiny little town located, it's either in Knox County, it's in Holmes County, okay. It's in Holmes County, way up in the hills. And there's I can remember once there was a group visiting Marion, a group, and I can't remember what their purpose was, but they were going to go from Marion to Glenmont. And I thought to myself, what's in Glenmont? But I know the limestone mine is still there. But there must have been some other things, for this whole group of people in a bus went to Glenmont. But, okay. Oh, let's see. Where was the first automatic pilot tested? And the year was 1929. An automatic pilot. Well, Cleveland. That's the answer, Cleveland. Okay, let me see. Here's a good one. What marsupial is found in Ohio? What marsupial is found in Ohio? Can you get that one? Now, I've had one or two in my barn, and they looked up at with me and like, hey, help. Marsupial. What marsupial is found in Ohio? Now, the marsupial, of course, has another regular name. And what is it? Yeah, he's kind of a clever little animal. And when you get close enough to him, he just hisses at you. He doesn't, jump at you and try to bite you. He just hisses. And, oh, here we go. Somebody knows. All right. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie. Yeah. I just heard you ask, what marsupial?
Yes.
The opossum.
Yes, the opossum is correct.
He's the only one that lives in the United States naturally.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, if you scare him on the highway, he'll turn over and look like he's dead.
Yeah, he plays dead. That's why everybody says, go, don't play possum with me.
Yeah, right, yes.
No, I just heard that and it's like... Okay, I'll answer that one.
You want to go to the zoo?
No, okay. No. Thanks for asking.
Very good. Okay.
Give it to somebody that's got little ones that can enjoy it.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's see. What else can I ask you? Boy, there's so many questions about Ohio. I should study this myself. And, All these, where are the world's largest, this is good. Where are the world's largest sulfur springs? Where are the world's largest sulfur springs? Now, that's in Ohio. The world's largest sulfur springs. Now, did you ever get around sulfur? It's a yellow. Now, here's... My question's been out there for quite a while, but most of you wouldn't remember me asking. What is molten sulfur used for? Now, if you, in your car, and you're waiting on a train here by the old Marion Power Shovel, a train comes along and you'll see cars that say, contains hot molten sulfur. And they're always heading south. Why? Why would these cars be carrying hot molten sulfur? And you only have molten sulfur when it's hot, when you can heat it up. And what do they use hot molten sulfur for? And I don't know if I ever got a correct answer for that or not. I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Hot molten sulfur. Next time you're waiting on a train in Marion and you see some tank cars, look to see the content. They usually say on the side, contains hot molten sulfur. But why? And they're always headed south. Do you know something else that's headed south always through Marion? garbage. That's right. Trainloads of garbage. And boy, can you smell it. Woo-wee.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. Your place for holiday fun. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor, best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner reading "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
"'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house that a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums